This reminds me of my first experience in radio. It was back in the early 80s.
People with disability and mental health.
There's always controversy with us.
The mysteries of the mind and consciousness.
And we might get to the bottom of something, or we might start something new.
We're going to run the gamut and we're going to have a good time.
Waking Braves. No, not Waking Braves. We're Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves?
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves.
Oh yeah, man. Can I sing? Can I sing, Shay?
Yeah.
Can
yes,
I
yes,
ever?
Yes.
Oh boy, try and stop me. Hey, listen, you're welcome to Breaking Waves, for a start. A show for the waking brave. A show for the neurodivergently diverging and emerging. I am Jeff.
I am Shay.
Yes.
I just want to ask you, Jeff. I lost a friend.
I lost
Greg Hills.
Man, what a way to introduce a show.
He came to my house. He's upset.
Okay.
And now he's upset and I had to delete his number and phone number and block.
First things first, Shay,
yes,
I'm just going to rewind and say when you said you lost a friend.
Yes.
Right at the beginning of the show,
yeah,
you just dove in there.
Yeah.
Before we'd really introduced the show, you said you lost a friend. I thought, oh no, someone has died. But no, you lost a friend, as in the friendship is under strain of your friend Greg. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
But you've sent a nice message to Greg. You've tried to make things up, and I think in the way of most friendships, most strong friendships, most long friendships, you'll probably be able to patch things up. I think what we should do before we do anything else is introduce the show.
Yeah, Shay and Jeff show. We're talking about climate change.
You got it, buddy.
Yeah.
And the weather in general.
I felt...
Which is why we played... which is why we played Good Day Sunshine at the start of the show.
I went to art in Maroubra on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Went to...
Was it hot?
It was 26... You said 27.2 degrees. It was hot. Yeah.
Hey, Shay, is it hot outside today?
Yeah, hot.
How's that weather? Whatever. Oh, phew. Whatever the weather, or whether it's going to be hot. You know, we have lots to thank the weather for.
What do you think about the 28th of August? It's got to be 27 degrees.
Okay, this is weather.
They said this Wednesday, next week, it's
going
to be hot. It's going to be 27 degrees, 0.2.
Okay.
It's going to be hot next last Wednesday. It's going to be the same weather.
Do you think that the world is getting hotter?
I think it is. I think it might be the climate change by factories and cars.
Yeah,
If we keep doing this in another 10 years, we're going to have a bad climate change in like 2050 because in 25 years' time.
Shay, you can't just say this. We need to have scientific evidence. Luckily today we've got a scientist in the room. Professor Dweezeldorf. Professor, can you come over here? Just read this for us, please.
What are you doing? Oh, yes. The year 2023 was the warmest year since global records began in 1850, and the 10 warmest years in the 174-year record have all occurred during the last decade, 2040 to 2023. So there.
Man, where did he come from?
It says climate change has been there since 174 years. The weather has been changing
for
174 years.
I think what the professor was saying is that records have been kept for 174 years.
Mm.
So 174 years, my math is pretty bad, but it's probably... like in the middle of the Industrial Revolution when, you know, places like England started building huge coal-belching factories and they started industrialising. So it would be interesting to see how the world was warming before that.
What do you think about...
Years?
I think that climate change is real. I think 21st of August was ridiculous. I thought the weather was going to be hot in September. in October. That's what normally Australia does in September when it's hot. And it's very usually it's hot in August. For the 21st of August, unusual, because usually it starts between September, October, November of the summer, spring. And now it's a summer, spring, winter.
You know what's good about the weather?
Yes.
It gives people something to talk about.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people have nothing to say. And they'll say, oh, hot enough for you?
Yeah.
Hot enough for you?
Jeff, did you ever jump in the water on the 21st of August? No. Like,
don't be fooled, Shay. It might be a little bit warm outside, but the water is still shrinky-dinky cold.
Yeah.
The ocean takes a long time to cool and heat.
Yeah. What do you think about... I know we had a silly prime minister whose name is ScoMo.
Which one? We've had so many.
Yeah, I know. He's the first person to go for the Cronulla Sharks.
Yeah, right. Okay.
What do you think about Albanese? Is he a bit better than ScoMo?
Definitely better, but...
Did you ever see the climate change of the Institute of... The Al Gore? Have you heard of Al Gore?
I've heard of Al Gore.
The movie, what's it called? The Institute of the Truth of Climate Change?
Oh, no, I didn't. I know. Did Al Gore make the electric car movie?
No, that was a separate movie.
Okay, but Al Gore made a climate change film.
Film, yes.
Yeah, right.
The Institute of the Truth of Climate Change.
Okay, I haven't heard about that.
He said the only American, only one... All the countries have signed of the climate change institute, Al Gore. It was only Australia, America were the only two countries did not sign the climate change agreement.
The Paris Agreement.
Paris Agreement.
Yeah, right.
I think Kevin Rudd came and signed it.
Kevin Rudd.
Yeah, the only prime minister, Kevin Rudd.
Good on you, Kevin.
And I think America was the only country that did not sign the agreement of climate change with Al Gore, the country I saw.
All right.
America, but I think Australia was a bit last.
Well, it's good we're doing a roundup of politicians and ex-politicians.
I know.
In the context of climate.
I think maybe the only president who signed climate change was Jimmy Carter and Joe Biden.
Really? Jimmy Carter back in 1975 or 6?
Yeah.
Was climate change a thing then? Was it an issue?
He was into about the petrol and the oil and the emissions.
Pollution and emissions.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what climate change is actually caused by?
Caused by cars and factories.
All right, but you got scientific evidence of that, Shay?
I think like power stations can cause climate change, maybe like with coal factories and oil factories.
Maybe, but I can't really believe that until we hear from a scientist. Professor Gumbelcore!
Causes and effects of climate change. Fossil fuels, coal, oil and gas, are by far the largest causes of climate change, accounting for over 75% of global greenhouse gas emissions. And nearly 90% of all carbon dioxide emissions. As greenhouse gas emissions blanket the Earth, they trap the sun's heat. This leads to global warming and climate change. The world is now warming faster than at any point in recorded history. Warmer temperatures are times over changing weather patterns and disrupting the usual balance of life in nature. This poses many risks to human beings and all the forms of human life. What do you do? Thank you.
Okay. You heard from a scientist. Man, where did he come from, Shay? Have you seen that guy before? He sounded credible, though.
What do you think about climate change doing 75 cents and 90 cents per...
Well...
That's not much.
I think they're the percentages the professor just read out. He said that fossil fuels, coal, oil and gas, are the largest causes of global climate change, and they account for 75% of... global greenhouse emissions, greenhouse gas emissions, and nearly 90%, nearly all of carbon dioxide emissions. So, yeah, it's coal, oil, and gas. Those things we love. Those things that we rely upon so dependently. Those things that give us our luxurious lifestyle and all our products and all our transport and all our plastic goods.
Plastic
Don't get us onto plastics. We'll have to do a plastic show as well.
Like oil, like making plastic Coca-Cola bottles.
Well, plastic. Oil is used to make plastic, right?
Plastic, like drinking a Coca-Cola bottle is made of plastic.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, the plastic, well, it gets broken down into microplastics, and they've now discovered, they're recently really coming to grips with the fact that there are microplastics, which are minutely broken down plastics throughout the ocean, everywhere. In the deepest, most remote parts of the ocean, there are microplastics. Fish are full of them. The average human ingests a huge amount of microplastic. Well, yeah, a large amount. A quantifiable amount of microplastic every week. We eat it in our food.
Is it when you see into a microscope, like a little telescope that goes into your eyes and look at it?
A microscope, yeah. Well, that's for sure. Some microplastics would be so small you wouldn't be able to see them with the naked eye. You would probably need a microscope. But I suppose they come in all sizes, and others would be really, really tiny, but you'd be able to see a little tiny, say, blue sliver on the end of your finger.
I saw something on Facebook that...
I hate to tell you this, but also, as well as microplastics, the average human, I haven't got the figures, the professor would have them, but he's not coming back. The average human eats a certain amount of insect and animal matter in their food every week. Like, I'm not talking steaks, I'm talking about in your chocolate. So, you know, like a chocolate factory?
Yeah.
There's going to be insects, bugs, roaches and things that fall into the chocolate fat. And they all get mixed up and you don't know they're in there. But you're eating, you know, a good percentage of insect every week. So insect and plastic. Yeah. That should be a new miracle diet. Try the IP diet.
What do you think about... what is going to be in another 25 years into the future, if climate change is going to change, and 2050, Lisa Simpson in The Simpsons Show says, there is no planet in Earth. There is going to be disasters of climate change, and it's going to destroy the universe. But I don't know, something about The Simpsons, about Lisa Simpson. I don't know. I didn't hear about it properly.
Well, first of all, in 25 years...
if it's a bit scary about climate change in 2050, and this is happening in 2024, and the weather's changed in August 2021...
Yeah.
I don't know what the weather people will say on the television, like ABC, Channel 7, Channel 9.
They'll be able to tell us, because weather forecasts are getting incredibly more long-range and accurate. They're able to tell these quite long-range patterns, saying this is going to be the weather in, I don't know, 5 years, 100 years?
100 years, I don't know.
The forecast is not good right now because of the way climate change is just scooting up, and we're getting these record hot years every year, and, you know, there are... landscapes turn to desert, and it causes people to mass migrations, mass extinctions of animals.
I think if people have climate change, people are dying from heat stroke, and people are dying from heat stroke from the weather's changing. Yeah. If it's dramatically changing, and polar bears are going to die with climate change, and it's going to die quickly because they're in Canada. The weather,
There's going to be a lot of creatures. Well, there are a lot of creatures going extinct. But what we should do is cool off a little bit by playing a song, because we're at it's fairly grim but important territory. And maybe we'll come back with some more weather, some personal weather. But I think we should cool down with a song called "Rain" by the Beatles.
The Beatles, let's play the song of the Beatles.
Yeah.
I should have been the fifth Beatle, shouldn't I, Shane? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you can still be the famous poet of singing. You can still be the famous man on Eastside Radio, you and me.
Yeah, and if you can't be a Beatle, be the famous poet on Eastside Radio.
Yeah.
That's just as bloody good.
Yeah.
That was Rain by the Beatles. Because I was going to say, that climate change is not just, and we are talking about climate change, weather. It's not just about heat, but it is about flooding.
I think there's one thing that really impacts it. Funny one word.
Speaking of flooding.
He says, build wind farms, but the birds are going to die because the birds don't know where to go to the wind farm. The wind farm
Yeah.
I know, I saw that on YouTube.
He's a compassionate man, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a very funny man. He's 77.
I was joking.
78 years old man. And
I wouldn't be him.
He's very funny than Joe Biden.
He is kind of funny, but I don't know if he's purposely funny.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be his pet.
Yeah, I know.
I wouldn't want to be his Shih Tzu or Chihuahua.
No.
Or his goldfish.
Goldfish
he'd probably love because it's the same colour as him.
He plays golf.
Golf.
Every day.
Goldfish. Golf.
He plays golf.
I gotcha.
Golf.
Let's talk about Rain.
Less Rain.
And less Trump.
Yeah.
Although he is a weather event in his own right.
Yeah, I know. What do you say?
I won't get the professor back.
Is there a poet performance, Jeff?
No. But I was going to say, this is just another fact. Not just another fact, but it's a fact. It was on Wikipedia, so it's a fact about floods, because climate change is not just about, it's hot. Other impacts of climate change, like sea level rises, will make coastal storms and floods even more damaging, as erosion and flooding will occur further up the shoreline. Climate change projections also show that tropical cyclones are likely to occur further south and be more damaging. So how would you like a cyclone in Sydney, Shay? Like a tropical full-on blow. You reckon that'd be good?
If there was a big cyclone or rain or disaster planet like Queensland.
Oh, Queensland actually does get cyclones.
Yeah, it does. A little bit like, maybe not in Sydney, but I think it maybe in Queensland. I hope not doing that.
No, that's good. It's not good to wish cyclones upon even Queenslanders.
Yeah, no, Queensland. I think America has cyclones.
Oh, they have lots.
Heaps.
They call them twisters.
Twisters.
Don't they? Tornadoes.
Yeah, tornadoes.
I don't know the difference between a cyclone, a tornado, and a twister.
Yeah.
Like in The Wizard of Oz, that famous film.
Yeah.
I think it's a twister. I think they call it the twister.
Yeah.
Fiji is made up of 332 islands, including low-lying atolls. It has a prominent coastline and so is highly vulnerable to the impacts of climate change, like sea level rises and storm surges. Higher sea levels result in an increase in coastal flooding during storms. So maybe, Shay, Fiji's going to go under.
I have seen islands have been flooded. I saw a documentary about 60 Minutes. There was about an islands like Fiji and Tonga, Samoa, the little islands that climate change is affecting in other thousands of islands.
Yeah.
And at sea levels and they're losing islands.
So islands have already gone under, is that right?
Yeah, I saw on the 60 Minutes there was something about climate change and the man of the prime minister of not Fiji, and Tonga and Samoa, some island Fijian man or Tonga Samoa, they said that they want all the other governments in other countries to fix climate change and get less emissions and CO2.
It must be so frustrating because you're a tiny island nation.
Yeah,
and basically, you can't control any of this, and you have to appeal to the rest of the world, global giants like China and the USA and all of Europe. Mm. Hey, can you stop belching CO2?
Missions.
Can you stop the polar ice caps melting? Can you stop the sea rising? Because we're going to drown.
It's about over 200 years. People have been doing climate change factories for a long time.
Hey, have you seen that? I saw footage the other day of a house falling off the edge of the coast and floating away into the sea. Because even in higher lying regions, say, you know, parts of the Australian coast, a lot of coastlines are just being eaten away because you're getting higher tides, bigger waves, and that it comes right up and people's properties get eaten like a hungry hippo. And excuse me, the whole house washes away. Imagine that. You go to bed one night.
Yeah.
And the next morning you wake up and you're in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, yeah, floating in your house.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be a bit scary. Is that the flooding water?
Drop a fishing line out the window. Imagine, catch a fish full of plastic.
Imagine the world. It's like you're adapted by climate change, and the world is like people are silly and stupid with fossil fuels and using cars and factories, and government hasn't acted any of it before because usually in the 21st of August it's just summer, and then it's usually going to be in September and October, November till February, and now it's just happened to August.
You're dead right, Shay.
Yeah.
And something you said before, excuse me again, like humans are very adaptable.
Yes.
Right, we can change.
Yes.
So even if, you know, worst case scenario, this thing goes quite bad, I don't think humans are going to get wiped out. I think humans are very resilient.
Yes.
And all through human history, since the cave,
yes,
since Greek and Roman times, people have always said, we're doomed. We're going to die. We're going to die out. But it never happens. Humans are like some sort of resilient pest, virus that just clings on. And I think we will survive climate change in some form.
It's like been since the caveman.
Yeah, they probably looked up and said, oh, he's like a little blood in it, meaning we're all doomed. Yeah. We're going to die.
Oh. but are you sure? Because when I saw 2050, the planet destroys, and it's like this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Of climate change, and it's like it's like this Disney movie.
Disaster film.
No, it's called WALL-E. Wally the Robot.
Oh, I was thinking.
It was 2008, and it was a movie, and I watched it, and it was a movie of a robot that goes to the planet.
Wally.
And Wally is the robot, and he goes to get to the planet with the plant, the little plant, and
he
puts it into the soil and earth, and the robot takes it, shows to the captain, to the planet, and says that there is life in Earth, and then they go back from 700 years ago back to the future, at least 700 years or 1,000 years later to back to the future.
Yeah, right.
And they all go in these rocket ships and futuristic machines. Then they go back to 700 years or 1,000 years when the planet was not being destroyed. It's not been there before, and now the humans go back to the Earth and say, this is life, this is the Earth, it's back, it's been restored. It's
regenerated.
Yeah.
So it ends with a message of hope.
Yeah.
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 We like a message of hope, don't we?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, no.
We need to find something cheery to talk about. I mean,
yeah.
Animals across the planet are threatened by climate change.
Yeah.
They face habitat loss, decreased food, disrupted reproduction. If global temperatures keep rising, more and more species will start becoming extinct.
Yes.
You know, some of the species that are threatened by climate change?
Hmm?
You've mentioned, Shay, you mentioned polar bears.
Yes.
But also bees.
Yeah.
Toads. No one wants to see the toad disappear.
Yeah.
Corals. Coral reefs. Great Barrier Reef.
Yeah.
It's an animal, like the little polyps that live in coral. Mm-hmm. They keep it alive, I think. Scientifically, salmon, whales, penguins, sharks, elephants. You'll notice that the only thing, well, not the only thing, but one of the creatures not on that list are human beings.
Yeah.
We're not threatened.
No.
But ironically, the more of us there are, and it's about 8 billion people and counting.
Yeah, 8 billion. They said that in the future there's going to be 11 billion people in another 30 years into the future.
It's just mind-boggling.
In but, 2050, yeah. there'll be at least 13 billion people in 2050.
Imagine the rents in Sydney then.
Yeah, the rents in Sydney will be expensive.
Speaking of which,
yes.
I think we have to probably wrap up.
Yes.
But I think we should end this show, which perhaps has been a little bit bleak. I mean, climate change is not fun at times.
I want to ask
by you, asking a question.
I want to ask you one question. What do you think about climate change? Has history around since the 1850s in the gold rush when Rotorua was founded in 1850?
Mm-hmm.
It was like 1850. There was finding evidence in about 174 years.
Yeah, right.
You said there was something about
The 174 years refers to the length of time that science has been keeping records.
Yeah.
So that probably goes back to the Victorian goldfields.
Yeah.
What their climate was like then, I don't know.
Yeah.
I imagine it was probably a bit cooler and wetter. And I don't know. They still would have had their stinking hot days. You still get weird weather all over the shop. But I think... average-wise, percentage-wise, the number of days that are freakishly, weirdly hot or flooding, huge flood events, is definitely attributable to our polluting, belching, CO2-emitting, coal-burning ways.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty clear. So we haven't proven anything here today. I think most people probably agree with that.
Yeah.
Have you got anything positive to say about climate change before we end?
I think climate change... I just hope there'll be a president or prime minister will change the climate change in another 25 years into the future, 2050, if we change our habits and act of climate change. It can change the weather system and the patterns, and it can affect continents.
You just gave me an ad there, guys. You can change the weather, but you got to change yourself first.
Yeah.
Right? You got to change your attitude. I don't know why I do it in a bad American accent. You can change the weather. You can, Barack Obama, you can change the weather.
You can't change
the weather. But you got to change yourself first.
You can change.
You got to look within. You start with internal climate change.
Yes.
Sorry.
And
you've been listening to Breaking Waves. Thanks for having us. And we'll end with a bit more weather. Maybe some more positive weather. The weather girls. Because you know what, Shay?
The weather girls.
It's raining.
Raining men. It's a song of raining men.